Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on our program. Kelsey Thomas is with us. She's co-chair of the July 4th committee as they get their big presentations together. Big celebration coming up this weekend in Oakland. Kelsey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. It's getting on that time already. It's 4th of July has gotten on us very, very quickly, and I'm sure probably quicker for folks like you who are organizing the big doings.
Yes, definitely. You know what? It's been a lot of fun pulling all these different fun new events together, and we're really excited to give some new things a go this year, and you know, I think we're ready for it.
You know, you were telling me earlier, too, before we got on the air, that this is really kind of a first go-around for this committee.
Yes, the Oakland 4th of July committee just started. We kind of wanted to take over some more responsibility from the city because they already do so much for us in our community. We thought we'd kind of step in and, you know, give a little bit of our assistance and volunteer our time to help out. And so far, the ladies and gentlemen of the group have been wonderful, and we've done some really great things so far.
Excellent. Well, we'll talk a little bit about some of those things that, and some of those people that are volunteering to help make this such a great event here. But first, let's tell them why it's such a great event. You're going to start off Friday night with a little action locally.
Yes, Friday night we will be having a PEO trivia night at the community building. That's kind of fun for all ages. Definitely a lot of the high school kids come and participate in that. Just something to kick the night off and get things rolling and people thinking about Saturday, which will be the 4th.
And it looks like Saturday people better just flat clear their calendar because you've got something going on all day long.
Yes, we definitely have plenty. We tried to fill the schedule and make sure there would be fun for all ages. We know that last year there wasn't very much going on until the fireworks started. So we really tried to give people some more events and games and things like that to participate in.
Absolutely. Well, hey, let's start with food because that's always one of the most important parts of any celebration. It looks like you've got food morning, afternoon, and night.
Yes. First off, we start with the gentlemen and ladies at the fire station throwing us a wonderful pancake feed, which is always super successful. Who doesn't love pancakes in the morning? And then we go throughout the day with plenty of different people selling goodies, such as the Oakland Christian Church ladies. They'll be selling their homemade pies, made rice, and lots of snacks. The Knights of Pythias have a food truck, and they'll also be selling some hog raffle tickets. So if you want to win a half a hog, they're the people that you want to talk to. It continues throughout the day with plenty of different food. We have the Crumley's ice cream truck coming around, and I think that'll be a big hit with all the kids.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to have a lot of good fun. And then you've got a free will offering dinner in the evening.
Yes, definitely. And that is catered by Hodges Smokehouse. We're really excited to have them. It's always been delicious. So that's just a nice event to sit down with your family. And after that, you better be ready for some more activities.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk activities, too, because you do have so, so many things planned, both for the young and the old.
Yes, this year we decided to implement a beer and food tent, which will be sponsored by the Bucksnort in Oakland. We're so grateful to have them doing this for us. It definitely gives the adults something to do, as well as they have some really great food also. So if you get a little inkling during the afternoon, there's a place to be. And then we are also going to have some midway games. We have a dunk tank, a water truck for the kids. So be sure to bring your swimsuits. Kind of like a fire hydrant party. So we're really excited to have Warren Hodges, who donated his time to come and do that for us. We're really excited.
Yeah, a lot of things for the kids set up, but you've also got some things set up, though, for the adults throughout the day.
Yeah, definitely. I would say we have the Co-ed Sand Volleyball Tournament, which is going to be taking place in the park, and that is sponsored by Tailgaters Bar and Grill. They have some really great prizes, so definitely a good time to get a team signed up for that if you want to win some prizes and have some fun with your friends. We will have a car show during the day also, and a Run for the Rock, which has been really popular and getting a lot of publicity. That's going to be a color run as well, so wear something white so we can get you all colored up with some red, white, and blue.
Well, those color runs are getting more and more popular, aren't they?
They certainly are. We've had a huge response from that, so we're very excited to kick that off this year.
Now, is that something anyone can participate in?
Yes, people of all ages. Oakland Manor has been great and sponsored this event. They made it available for little kids to adults to run or walk. No rules, just a good time to be had by all.
You bet. Well, you mentioned, of course, the Run for the Rock. You've got a volleyball tournament that'll go on in the park. There's a two-ball golf tournament that'll be going on. A lot of athletic-type events.
Oh, yes, definitely. We wanted to make sure that we had a little bit of something for everyone. You can either relax or go hang out and do some stuff with the kids or, you know, have a drink yourself.
Absolutely. Well, there are plenty of other things going on, too. The parade is always a focal point of any celebration like this. Do you have a theme this year?
We do. Our theme is Made in America, and we're very proud of that. You know, one of our biggest things is, you know, pride in our country and pride in our community. So we're very excited for the parade. We'd love to have anybody from all towns and local areas come in and join our parade. It's free to register, and we also have some really big cash prizes. First place this year is $125, and we actually have a couple first place prizes to give away. So we'd love to have anybody and everybody involved.
Well, I know the times I've been involved in the parade, it seems like it's been a very good one. You get a lot of variety there.
Oh, definitely. And I already heard some of the goodies that people are throwing out at this year's parade, and I can't divulge that information, but all I have to say is you better be ready.
Bring a bag with you.
Bring a big bag with you.
Very good. And some friends to help scoop up all the good stuff there, too. Well,
yes.
Of course, you can't have a 4th of July celebration without fireworks, so that's all. Everything we do during the day will be leading up to the evening fireworks display. You got a good one planned?
We do. It's going to be big. And actually, before the fireworks this year, we will be selling glow sticks, glow wands, and everything glow imaginable. That will definitely go right back to the 4th of July committee so that we can add even more events next year. We think the kids will be really excited about that, and we really want to make Oakland glow this year. So after that, fireworks are going to be going off, and it should be a really great time. If there should be a rain out, and I hate to say that word, we will have fireworks the next evening.
The way Oakland is situated, it's a hilly community, like a lot of them around this area. There are a lot of good places, even if you're not right next to the fireworks display. A lot of good places to watch, aren't there?
Oh, plenty. We have the whole park, and that area usually fills up pretty well. And then there's a lot of houses across the street, and people are always very willing and welcome to let you camp out right on their front lawn, so you can enjoy the fireworks just as they are.
Excellent. Well, it's always, that's fun. And that's the fun part, too. Fireworks are fun when you're with other people.
Exactly. So please bring your family and friends, because we'd love to have you all.
Great. Kelsey, you're awful enthusiastic about all of these things, and I can tell in your voice you're a young person, and folks don't necessarily always associate the small communities in Iowa with young people getting involved in lots of things. Why is it important for you to be a leader in this?
You know what, Jim? It's really exciting for me because this is someplace that I hope to raise my family someday, and I want to make it a place that everyone's just as excited to live and thrive and be part of the community as they are now. We have a lot of older generations that have gifted us with this beautiful place, and I'm excited to continue on the legacy and the beauty that is Oakland.
Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun doing that, too. Now, all these things we're talking about, they don't happen by accident. You've got a lot of good volunteers that help out, people on the committee, people who've just stepped up to help out, make it a great day. You want to throw out some kudos?
I definitely do. We have some really great people on our team. Definitely the people on the 4th of July committee, Michael Rao, Gail Strickland, Bonnie, who is with the city, Marissa. A lot of great support from our community. John Copenhaver, Lori Hay, some really great people who really stepped up. And not to mention our businesses in Oakland who have really put their best foot forward this year to donate their time and financially help us to make this year's 4th of July one of the best we've had. So definite, huge, big thank you to them, the City of Oakland, Oakland Fire and Rescue, and all of the businesses in Oakland.
Yeah, I was just looking through the list here. You've got Oakland Manor helping to sponsor the run. You mentioned the Buck Snort, the Country Club sponsoring the golf tournament. Arbor Bank is involved in the car show. And right down the line from different groups and businesses and things, you know, it's just people who've done fireworks displays especially before realize with the insurance and the cost of the explosives, it's not a cheap venture, and it takes a lot more than just a fundraising dinner to help make all that happen.
Yes, definitely. We are very grateful to have everybody pitching in. You know, the Oakland Pharmacy, Dairy Queen, plenty of businesses, and we will actually have, this will be the first year that we will have a full-size banner display through the parade and at the family dinner of all of the businesses who have donated to this year's 4th of July. So please take time to look at that and thank your local businesses, because really they made this possible.
Yeah, it takes so little time to actually thank those folks for their involvement, but it means so much to them. Now, we mentioned all the things going on Friday and then the huge list of things Saturday. Sunday, there's also a community worship service. That'll be at the gazebo at the Chautauqua Park at 10:30, so folks can kind of wind down with that. And it just sounds like it's just going to be a great weekend. And, Kelsey, I'll give you a chance one more time to be a salesperson here. There are lots of things for people to do on the 4th of July, and they want to do it with family and friends. Why should folks consider stopping by Oakland to help celebrate?
You know what? We've got something for everyone, Jim. We're really excited to share our hard work and fun activities with you guys. We have something for adults all the way down to children, and we really just want to share our sense of community with everyone. So please take time to stop by. We'd love to have you, and we know you'll enjoy yourself.
Lots of stuff coming up this weekend. It's a Made in America 4th of July celebration in Oakland, Iowa. Hope you get a chance to experience and definitely to enjoy. Kelsey Thomas, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Happy 4th, Jim.